Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So we've got drive moment, okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Which mistakes have you made just because you were under pressure? Life is full of pressure situations. Case in point, we watch a lot of soccer, some of us. We've seen how some of our most reliable players, due to pressure, missing penalties. Mm. About Ronaldo, the biggest one of them all is Roberto Baggio.
Yeah, World Cup 1994.
Yeah, sometimes you're not focused, you send a wrong message to the wrong person, just like the Americans who send a message to a journalist. A message that had to do with America attacking the Houthis. I think they're based in Yemen. And he was part of that. He was in that WhatsApp group. They did not... Apparently, he shares the same initials with someone else, but they did not verify. And he says, when he walked away from the group, no one questioned Guti. Who is this person? Mm. He's a journalist. He works for a magazine called The Atlantic. And when I look at J.D. Vance in that conversation, talking about how they loathe Europe.
No!
I'm telling you, it's a big story. It's a big story.
If
those guys don't get fired, I promise you, I can say some irresponsible things. I don't expect to be fired. Do you know what I mean? Like, they said some weird things. Sure. But yeah, it's one of the big stories right now in America. So yeah, that's what you were talking about. I can't think of any, like, moment when I was under pressure and I made a boo-boo, you know? I've been trying to think. I don't think that much.
Don't hurt yourself.
So I don't know, guys. Can you please take some responsibility?
You know when people call you on the phone and they put you under pressure when they want to sell you something? I didn't know then, but you can actually say no. Or drop your phone. You can actually be rude. We are allowed right now to say, no, I don't want to take 1, 2, and 3. There's things that I took or, like, account, like maybe a laptop. It's an office job. Like, I took a laptop. I was on, like, you know when someone puts you in the corner with, la, I'm not gonna,
and you want to please them.
Like, yeah, I am not leaving this conversation without me agreeing to this contract, yellow moon. And it's not gonna be a lot of money. It's gonna be 87 rand. And then I'm like, what is 87 rand? And there was a device I had in my car, but to save you petrol.
What?
There was a device that they came, SAPS, but busy meeting in. But this device can actually save you petrol. Because if you install this device in your car, like, you can save 10 rand.
You guys are so gullible.
Hold on, I won't charge. No, I won't charge. Because I'm going to tell you, like, a story. Maybe when I'm under pressure, I'll tell you,
next. Shoo.
How?
Under pressure. The only thing I can remember was my very first 5K. I had not been a runner. I don't even
5K
know what.
5 kilometers,
yeah. No, 5 kilometers. And I went. Guys, I suffered for the rest of that week. Because I had never run in my life. And the people I was with were runners. So I was trying to keep up with them. My legs were completely taken out. I couldn't do anything for the whole week because I was under pressure. No, we're going. I'm signing you up, okay? Don't worry, I've got this. And then I'm like, what are we doing? We are running. These people are runners. Come back.
And then
I was sick for the whole week.
Is that how they run? Oh.
No, I kidding. Oh. Naked, I was out of breath.
Okay, just check. Hey, Bella, you never know, Bella. Yo, course, I'm Have you ever made a mistake just because you were under pressure? What happened? What kind of pressure were you under? Like, Khomuzo was like, Drop us a voice note, Donkey 0636880959.
Leave a comment, WhatsApp 0636880959.
Drive moment, which mistakes have you made just because you were under pressure? There's a guy who told me a story about how they were doing the birds and the bees. And he was wearing a Rolex watch. Let's just watch and tell a little watch.
And then?
When I'm at you,
yeah.
Half a size.
It's a Rolex watch.
Yeah.
And it's the best in the beast.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you.
But during that time, but the tell a little Rolex.
Crown deep your Rolex.
Yeah. Afanagayo. But this is what we are stopping.
Oh, you give me the watch.
Why keep? Inkunzi assembly.
Actually.
Inkunzi assembly. Inkunzi mala. It's a true story. I'm not lying. You can't Google it.
I went to a book event with a friend, and then she said, no, let's buy the book. I actually didn't want to buy the book. And then she, like, under pressure, and then I bought the book. I wanted to read the book, 3 pages, and I'm like, but I know this information. I knew I didn't want this book. I gave it to my brother now. I regret buying that book. I mean, it was 280, but come on, I didn't want to buy it.
Yo, guys, Mina, during my first year, just as from a trick, my dad wanted me to be a lawyer. And now, growing up, I always wanted to be a lawyer, but reality of life made me change my mind, you know. But first year, Ben, like, please note, I did law first year. Then I had to do a bridge course because I didn't want to be a lawyer anymore.
Yeah, my career choices are big. They're biggy because there's always so much pressure from our families, friends that you went to school with. They all of them are becoming accountants, and you're like, okay, let's study accounting. And you find it completely and utterly boring.
100%.
But now you've enrolled for this thing.
Mm.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
That's really
I have a friend who was telling me that, you know, his son wanted to be a doctor because the mother is a doctor. So he went to varsity, not even in South Africa, in Canada.
Mm.
3 years later, the son calls him, hey, Papa, what are you doing? I'm a doctor. I'm bored. Imagine how much money
exactly.
The parents have spent.
Shame.
But I hope they let him quit.
Yeah, hopefully. No, they did let him quit.
Yeah, you know, I actually enrolled for engineering when I started university. Yeah.
Look at let you right there.
Come on.
I'm going to Leza.
No,
look at
Leza. Three lines. You're about to read three lines.
Chemical engineering.
A whole entire.
I went in there.
We turned him in.
Sponsored and everything. And I got there and I said, oh my.
Are you
gosh,
kidding me?
We got a problem.
And you stopped after how many years?
After a year. But I continued with the chemistry. So I tried to get a chemistry major.
So yeah, was mix I VIX with fucking Vinica. Neck loose. Neck
loose. Chemistry. I'm a bell. I this election. Yes, man, I was in a chemistry. Yes, not chemistry.
Yeah, I care.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Drive moment. Which mistakes have you made just because you were just under pressure?
There was a time I was under pressure whereby, like, I need to find shift cover. You know those people who are reporting 3 hours before their shift start? Yo, guys, please don't judge. I was like, you know what? We're not going to have anyone for night shift. And then I left. I left because there was nothing that I can do. And then, yeah, it was a risk. But, yeah, I did it. Ran the plant without anyone the whole night. And then in the morning, I came back to explain.
I remember we were driving with my friend, and there was this taxi driver driving right on our bumper, and he was flickering our headlights. And because of my friend became impatient, and he tried to move on the side of the road. Eish.
Yo, I was once under pressure and I ended up being in debt. You know, my ex-husband, because he had his own things that I didn't know of. And then he asked me to open an account for him, and then he will do the payments every month. And you know what? Not even a month he did pay. I paid the money and then I stopped up until they called me to pay and all that. So being under pressure by the person, yo, I am fana vega silesham. Not the things we do for love. I sham.
Hey.
So none of you guys have sent us a voice note talking about how you are put under so much pressure that you ended up dating Upra Ace or Usis Tand. The friends put you under pressure, you ended up dating this person. I'm sure someone has experienced, but show me. Come on, guys.
I don't think we put my friend under pressure. But they ended up dating, and I think they're still happy.
What do you mean you don't think you put your friend under pressure? What does that mean?
Oh, woman. My friend had been a single, I don't know how long I've been single, so she had been single for eternity. Mm-hmm. Since we've known her, she had been single, and it was just too much. And then we met a guy, and we were like, do this thing. And like, nah, not my type. No. Eventually, after months of convincing, she did it. And I think they're still very much happily together.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they're still together.
Exactly.
I wanted a contract phone, then bampaza gore ha ke na credit profile, so I went kailoetsa sekoloto go jet, and then immediately after kanka diaparo, the very same day diaparo tse ke di tsereng bantshwara poo badinka kaofela, then I decided that I'm not gonna pay that account, only to find out gore after years setse ke batla ntlo ya impact on my credit profile. So yonje, not paying account because of the circumstances was a blunder.
For phone, Uchoma.
Yeah.
You need credit.
Yeah, you need credit for everything. Credit, yeah? And I get it. I think that's why even car dealerships are so finicky with you having insurance before you take the car out of the dealership.
Yeah.
Because how can writer of koloi at 2 days of a wing? And you have to keep up with an installment at 10,000 rand.
Yep.
For a vehicle you don't have anymore.
For 5 years.
For the next 5 years. What if you took, I get now there's a 6 month plan. What if you took a 6 year plan? I mean, not 6 months, 6 year plan. And you have residual. And you're paying for this thing.
So there's a guy who bought I think it's a 5 series, brand new. They said to him, you must install a tracking device within 24 hours. He didn't. 3 months later, he was in an accident.
No, okay.
I think the quotation was 150,000 rand. The insurance asked him one question. Did you install the what?
And I was no.
I did not. I forgot. But okay, I forgot. We'll pay for your car.
But what does the tracking device
Please don't ask me. It's a contract.
What?
It's a clause.
Where were you yesterday?
It's a clause.
What?
It's a clause. It's written that...
You
call that, on a guy. Yeah. No, it's a contract. It's an agreement. Yeah.
What we'll ensure you fully if you do 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Skip a traffic a few times. I'll encourage you this week. Just skip the traffic. You did yesterday. Do it tomorrow again.
I skipped the traffic yesterday. Yeah. I was sick.
Yeah, exactly. You skip. We're skipping the traffic, even if you.
I skipped the
just
whole show.
Just try and skip it again.
I just skipped the traffic.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Len, yabona le under pressure yokuthi ubra ace or sitan. I remember we were out on a family thingy. It was an unveiling, and then later on at night we went to this other private party, and I was asked by my cousins to take one for the team because the one guy that was not drinking that could drive us wanted me, so I had to take one for the team. I was brushed by this ugly man. He wanted to kiss me. Yo, things I had to do for taking one for the team.
Me, I cheated on my wife just because a new girl at work. People say that no one can get her, and especially me. So I said, I'll get her just to tell you that I'm still in the game. And then I end up going out with the girl for about a year. Then I come to discover that I'm just cheating on my wife.
I sent a report to a different company, like information at this company, at this reputable retail company, to another reputable company. Understand? So the guys that I sent the information to, they escalated me to our managing director and the heads. So this is what you do. Really expose our agreements and secrets, our structural finances to other companies. So if you did it, this company, it means you are doing the same like information. And that was data breach, guys. So, but anyway, I managed also, I felt like a warning. I should have lost my job. But yeah.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kwamotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.